3:38. Now, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, he will do above all that we ask. We won't just get what we ask, but we'll get something above all that we ask. We won't just get what we think, but we get more than what we think. And what we getting more than what we think and getting more than what we ask is according to the power that it works not outside of us, but works in us. To him be glory in the church of Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Luke 3:38. It says, give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, good measure. She just sowed her faith. She gave a woman experiencing secondary barrenness her faith. Silver and gold she had none, but her faith. And she gave her faith, and that faith produced a testimony. It says, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, running over, running over. That is, what you get out of your giving will be more than what you have given. Running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure, generosity of heart, looking beyond yourself, that you use, it will be measured back to you. This month is a month of uncommon measures. God is going to reward you. God is going to multiply you. The little effort you have done, that you have sown, that which you have given, whether it's time, whether it's effort, whether it's money, whatever it is, God will cause it to rain upon you. Whether it is kindness, whether it is kindness, whether it is looking beyond yourself in a moment of sadness to express joy, to give joy to someone else, whether it is that, the Lord spoke to my spirit that it will be the month of uncommon measures. This is where you receive double, triple, quadruple promotions. It's going to rain harvest for you. It will rain harvest. It will rain untold harvest. It will rain untold harvest on the back of that which you have given. Whether it's a smile in the time of your distress, whether it's a smile or an encouragement in the time of your stress and distress, you sow a seed of joy and encouragement to someone else, it will rain back. It will rain upon you. Uncommon measure. Uncommon measure. In every area of life, God will show you uncommon favor because of that which you have done. Whether it is even looking after someone's kid, and then God will cause it to rain upon you. Unusual measures will be dealt towards you this month in the name of Jesus. Unusual mercy, things you don't deserve. Uncommon measure means you don't deserve it, beyond your expectation. Uncommon measure means it's beyond your expectation. I was expecting one unit, I got 10 units. Beyond your expectation. That will be your testimony this month as we celebrate God this month and expect uncommon measure to be dealt for us and dealt towards us in the name of Jesus. Raise your hand to heaven and thank him. I say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. 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 I thank you because I am bringing you into the month, a month of great disposition, a month where it will rain upon you unusual mercy, triple, quadruple. The same, he will surprise you by the measure with which he gives back to you. To him who is able to do exceedingly, he said that it will be pressed down, to be shaken together, it will be running over, running over. Uncommon measure at work, uncommon measure at work. He said, I don't deserve this position. He said, but take it because it's uncommon measure. You are expecting this level, but we give you this level. Oh, you are expecting this income, but we give you this income. Uncommon, uncommon measure. Uncommon measure will save you time this month. You will save time. You will save time. You will save time. You will save time because of uncommon measure. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the adoration. And so, Father, we thank you for this month of uncommon measure. Oh, we will give a unit out of our emotions, out of ourselves, but you will repay us, Father. you will bring a harvest, bountiful harvest, that has no bearing to that which we have done or given. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Put those hands together, church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Please, you may be seated. It's offering time. Amen.